We're going to be starting from the third line of the top of Lamed Hei Amud Beis. How do I know that we darshan klal pratu klal? Again, as I pointed out when we learned this on, whenever we learned it, what was it, on Thursday, that I don't know why the Gemara has to bring a source for klal pratu klal, number one. Number two is, we're talking about prat klal prat, and now we're bringing in klal prat klal, but that's what the Gemara is doing. Tanya, the Satan Kesef B'Cholash Yitav and Namshecho, it's talking about a person that's coming to Shulayim with his money, and he's spending all the money with everything his heart desires. Laboka Batsayim Be'yayim B'Shechar, cattle, sheep, wine, old wine, prat. These are specific. Chazer Tzokam Amshecho, Chazer Klal. Klal prat klal yatadon ken aprat. My prat before is pre. It comes from a fruit. Wine from grapes, bunker from a mother. Gedulei karka, they get nutrition from the land. Gedulei karka here means nutrition. I'm called primi priva gedulei karka. Period. That's klal pratu klal. Now, michti. Now the Gemara wants to know, the bottom line is, let's go through each halacha. Klal pratu klal, kain prata daininan. We go like the prat. Klal abasra mayahani. Ahani lai sufi called the damilai. Again, if you take a klal pratu klal and break it into two, the first half, klal prat, would only be the prat. The second half, prat klal, would mean everything. So the last klal is the addition, and the first klal is the subtraction. And the compromise is kein prat. So the last klal comes to add. Prat klal prat, kein prat deninan, prat basroi mayhani. The last prat, ila prat basroi, I mean nasa klal maisaral prat. So in the prat klal prat, is the exact opposite. A prat klal would have been everything. A klal prat would have been nothing. So when you have a prat klal prat, you make a compromise. So in both cases, you compromise between two directions, between two things pulling in different directions. In klal prat to klal, the first klal pulls to be mamayit, because it's before the prat, and the second klal pulls to marva. In prat klal prat, the first prat is to be marva because it's prat to klal, and the second prat says no. Prat to klal prat, you don't do anything. And in both cases, you compromise. That's what happens. That's the mechanism of the two.
You end up with the same result at the end.
Mirti, fractal Gemara. Train klal yeprati, or train prati klal yeprati. It's the same result at the end. So mayik abeni ubeni. So why did the Torah have two ways of doing it? If it's the exact same thing, why did the Torah sometimes write klal prat to klal and sometimes prat klal prat? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you, ikka. The other tartan klal yoprati, ikka prati de damale, afilu bechatsad mabinan. Klal prat to klal only needs it to be similar in one way to the prat. In the main way to the prat, that's enough. Prat saying prati uklali, ikka prati de dami mishneh zan, there might be none. If it's prat, klal, prat, then you need it to be more like the prat in two ways. The chatzad lay mabinon, period. Now, so the rule is as this. This is a rule in Kal Tarakula. Klal, prat, the klal only needs one side. Prat, klal, prat needs two prats on them. The problem is that the klal, prat, the klal we brought had two. Primi, primi, gdule, karka. You don't need two. You just told me that one is enough. The answer is, you need the main one. This is what Tyson speaks out a number of places in Shas. You need the main one. And since we don't know which is the main one, primi, primi, gdule, karka, so you need both. Because we don't know which is the main one. Sometimes we can figure out the main one and which is the second one. So klal prat to klal only needs the main one, and prat klal prat needs two. But in the case when the main one is a suffix, which is the main one, you have to have two. So therefore, primi, primi, gdule, karka, because we don't know which is the ikar. Therefore, we have to be bedavit in both ways. Whereas prat klal prat, we would have to have two, whether it's the main one or not. You need two. Therefore, you would have to say you need two things. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zog the Gemara. Mirdi. Prat klal, not the klal maisav al prat. Misrabi kol mili. And by the way, we spoke out to Tarsus that asked, by prat to klal, if you can include anything, why do we have a prat? The answer is because sometimes you would use other limudim to limit the klal. So prat klal says, don't limit it. It puts it, don't limit it. Same thing, klal prat, aim the klal, mashav a prat, just write the prat. The answer is you would use other limudim to compare things to the prat. Comes klal prat and says, don't use anything. But the question of the Gemara is, prat and klal is everything. Sabi komili. Mid veriba, nami ribi akol, but sabi komila. Mid veriba, we also marba everything. So my ikim be mid veriba and prat and klal. Mid veriba and prat and klal is the same thing. What is the difference whether you learn mid veriba or you learn prat and klal? Zakta Gemara ikka. Nilu prat and klal, my bina nafila alum beloved. Mid veriba beloved and alum loy. Klal, prat and klal is all inclusive. And mid veriba has limitations on what you include. You do exclude one thing. Mid veriba, you exclude one thing. Now, the Gemara here says you exclude leaves. The Gemara earlier considered leaves like the shoots. So, Taisus asked Akasha, make up your mind. Are we including leaves or not? Before we said in Rabbi Eliezer holds me a veriboy that we include the leaves. Now we're saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer holds me a veriboy, we only include the lovim, not leaves. And for Taisus, there are two kinds of leaves. The soft leaves are like the lovim. And the hard leaves are like the branches, the shavesta. And therefore, the Gemara before, when it said alun v'lulavim, meant the soft leaves. The Gemara here, when it says alun loy, means the hard leaves. Like, if you hold prat uklau, you would have included everything. Except we don't hold prat uklau. We hold prat uklau or prat. Therefore, it's not inclusive everything.
So the branches are excluded?
According to everybody. No, according to prat uklau would not have been excluded, but there's no prat uklau. Branches are excluded. We said that earlier.
Because we're only including one, because we're only allowed to include one thing? Why?
Well, only allowed to exclude, but we exclude one thing.
Exclude one thing.
Mid veriba means everything besides one. Pratoklau means everything, nothing excluded. But the problem, over here, is never going to be a pratoklau. Because the one who learns pratoklau learns it's pratoklau or prat, because of chachan and vadzak.
But the one that holds
me at Reboy. Right. He excludes one thing.
And that's the
olive
now?
The hard olive, which is like Shavesta. That's what Titus explains.
But the leaves are included? Are
again, let's try one more time. There's a steer in Gemaras. Earlier in Platago, it said leaves are like Lulavim. Here the Gemara says leaves are not like Lulavim. So Tysus answers there are two types of leaves, the soft leaves and the hard leaves.
The leaves are like lulavim in what?
They're included in the Isser Nazir. But that's the soft leaves.
I understand.
The hard leaves are not included. Nothing in my right arm or my bow arm or Rabbi Yechiel and Kali Shurim Shibatayre and Hetem and Starful Isser, Chutz Misori Nazir. You never are Mitzar of the Hetem to the Isser. By Yisuri Nazir, and the Rush learns, and Rashi learns, that if they're mixed together, one is absorbed in the other, they're mixed together, Hetas Mitzar Flayasir. So if you have a piece of bread that has wine, we count the bread towards the Isser Xayas. That's Hetas Mitzar Flayasir. It doesn't work anywhere else except by Nazir. Shalom Mitzar Misras. What is Misras? Soaked. It's wine, it's wine. There it is. It's telling me you can count the bread towards the shear. Ziri Amar, Absharim about Tartiro. This Ziri Shita is Kaimatis Tuk Zesim. And then it says, Kalsar, Kichalsar. Kal tells me even a half a Kaimat, which is a Xayas. Then Ki comes to tell me that even if it's not all Sar, it's a mixture of the two, it's still included. So that works only through Darshan Kal and then Ki Kal. If you don't Darshan Kal, then you can't include Hetem and Starf Leser. That's why the Gemara says, come on, Kreb Leser, the Darish Kol. Only if you Darshan Kol for a half, which is Xayas, then you can Darshan Ki Kol for Hetem and Starf Leser. But if you don't Darshan Kol, then you need Ki Kol to tell me the Xayas, and you have no riot to Hetem and Starf Leser. By the way, we did speak out that Hetem and Starf Leser is not like Isser itself. Isser itself, you eat Xayas from the Achilles Press. Hetem Mitzayev L'Isser, the Gemara says in Pesachim, would have to be Bebas Achas, together. Not over 4 minutes, I said 4 minutes, it can be 2 minutes, it can be 9 minutes, a period of Achdei Achilles Ras.
Same thing with Akhtara, the Ziri, Lamashal.
Yeah, it would have to be together, the Akhtara, correct.
So he could have only one Zayas, but and half could be Hamas.
Correct, 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 correct. Kaman, Dr. Gemara Yankin, the Chametz Nami, says, Kichol Machmetzes Loitzachelu, right? And Ko includes Taruvus, and Ki should include Hetzem and Star for Isser. Dr. Gemara Yankinami, according to Ziri, Chametz is also included. The reason he mentions Sar is Lafukim Yabaya, which we didn't explain on Friday, which we will start tomorrow morning. Everybody should have a wonderful day in the Gemara Yankinami.